from the Rockford IceHogs organization, Mr. Mike Peck. Welcome back.
Hey, happy Friday. Thanks for having me.
happy to have you on. So I was listening to the game last weekend, and Mike Peck calling the game in Iowa. How was that for you?
Oh, man, you know, I had a kickoff, a little rust for the first period and a half, maybe all three periods. But you know what? It was a lot of fun. I had a good time. And unfortunately, the IceHogs didn't get the win. It was a good game, though. And but, yeah, it was fun. It was fun to get back in the booth. And, you know, there wasn't any bench-clearing brawls like we were hoping for. But we had one fight, and we had a little bit of action. But it was a good time.
Yeah, I remember I sent you a text on was that Friday or Saturday? I don't remember which day.
Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday night. I sent you a text because as soon as I tuned in, the fight was happening, and you were getting excited again. Not quite as excited as Pink in the Rink, but it was you were pretty excited already.
Yeah, when there's only, you know, one guy versus one guy instead of like 18 on 18, you know, it's a little bit different excitement level, but nonetheless, it was still good.
Yeah, it's still fun when the gloves come off. It's like watching NASCAR. You want a little fender bender, you know?
Right.
So IceHogs on a bit of a skid to start the season this year, and it's not because they're not playing well. I mean, the games are close.
Yeah, they've all been close. Last night it was 3-1, but there was an empty net goal by Grand Rapids, so that was really a 2-1 game. Then on Tuesday night it was a 3-2 loss against the Wolves, and then a 3-2 overtime loss against Iowa on Saturday. And then the first game, yeah, it was another one goal loss. So a lot of one goal losses, and you know, it's the offense on the IceHogs side right now is a little anemic. So the team's really, you know, really battling to score some goals, but. You know, it's a team that they're young and they're just going to get better. So that's kind of what the season's all about, just because things are so wacky and kind of thrown out of proportion a little bit with all these guys that are up in Chicago on the taxi squad is what they call it. And so yeah, it's a little bit it's been a little bit of a struggle here in the early going, but I can tell you the team's been playing well and they have been improving.
Do you have a lot of guys this year who it's their first year playing at that level?
Kev, there's 14 rookies on this team right now.
Holy crap.
So, and just to illustrate that for the listeners, we suit up 18 position players, and then there's two goalies. So we have 20 guys in the lineup. So basically, on any given night, there's probably at least 11 or 12 rookies in the lineup. So a lot of first-year guys, a lot of guys that really shouldn't be here, but because of the conditions, like with the junior leagues in Canada that are shut down, they're allowed to play in the American Hockey League. And, you know, that's kind of a big, deep rabbit hole to get down how all that works. But basically, we have a bunch of 18 and 19-year-old guys that should, or kids, you can call them kids probably,
sure,
that should still be back in juniors that are playing here. And you know what? They're playing well. I mean, it's not like they're out there, you know, being embarrassed. I mean, these guys are playing some pretty solid hockey. Yeah, there's some mistakes being made. But, you know, overall, they've played pretty well and held their own.
Yeah, it's been tough to know that there are games going on and we can't go and see them play. We can't check out the new talent. So we're really looking forward to a day when we can see these new kids in action.
Yeah, and I guess the beauty is hopefully that's next year. And a lot of these guys, they're going to have a good chunk of pro hockey under their belt. So next year they're going to be even better. So
yeah, they'll be able to shake off the nerves a little bit, get used to the idea, you know, that they're being watched now for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. And anytime you move up a level in anything, there's some acclimation you got that has to be had. And these guys are doing just that. They're getting used to being pro hockey players. And as funny as it sounds, you know, I tell this to people all the time, you know, they have to cook their own meals. They have to do their own laundry, you know, and remember the first time that we all had to do that. And then on top of that, you're trying to be a professional hockey player and you're trying to eat right. You're trying to make sure you're kept well. Oh, and by the way, there's a pandemic going on
right,
where they're not allowed to really go anywhere. So That's a lot of stress that are being put on everybody, but let alone a, you know, 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old kid that's just out of college or out of juniors and in a strange place, and some of these guys in a foreign country. So
yeah,
it's a challenge.
Yeah, and a lot of them eating ramen noodles, you know, like in college. that's the age when you eat ramen for a living. That's what you do, man. So that's got to be tough on them, you know. And say, yeah, you're absolutely right. You nailed that on the head when you said when you move up a level, there's always a little bit of a culture shock to get past, even in broadcasting. Like I've heard stories about being in inner city Chicago. If you go to the big leagues in broadcasting. If you go there, you're like, when do we do our air check meeting? They're like, we don't do an air check meeting. If you screw up, you're gone. You know what I mean? It's like, oh crap, I'm in the bigs now. You know, so it's there's always an adjustment period.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're talking, if you're, you know, a construction worker, an accountant, what, you know, a lawyer, whatever. I mean, you move up the ranks, and it's there is an adjustment period, right?
So, I imagine being a plumber, if you move up in the world of plumbing, you're probably plumbing nicer houses, so you're probably more excited about that, though.
Yeah, that's right. Either that or you're the foreman, and then that's not a bad thing.
Right. Right. Yeah, no matter what it is, though, man. We're really looking forward to a day when we can watch hockey again, of course. In the meantime, while we can't go to games, there are some things we can do on the Ice Hogs website. For example, you're doing the jersey raffle.
Yeah, every game we're doing one or two jerseys. We've done two every game so far. You can buy a raffle ticket for just $5 or five for 20. And actually this weekend, Monday, we're going to start 12 for $40. And you have a chance to win a game-worn jersey. Some of them are autographed. We got a lot of them autographed before the guys took off last year. That's pretty cool. We're doing, you can win some prizes. You can try to predict who's going to score the first goal. You know, just to check in with our app, you can win a dinner for two at Texas Roadhouse. So there's a bunch of really cool things that we're doing, to keep the fans interactive and engaged. So, it is strange. You know, we've had games too the last three nights. And you know, just the emptiness of this building. You know, what do they say? Silence is deafening, and that's definitely happening.
Yeah, when you're in sports, man, you need that crowd behind you. I know that for sure. Mike, we appreciate you taking the time to chat with us today. We look forward to having you back next week. And let's get a win under our belt between now and then, shall we?
Yeah, we got a couple chances next Monday and Tuesday, so we'll do our best.
Yeah, next game Monday with the Cleveland Monsters. Is that the makeup game from the COVID cancellation?
It is. Monday and Tuesday, the Monsters in town, so... I believe they're clean now. We'll see.
Good. Well, yeah, we don't want anybody getting sick, man. We want to be out of this. You know what I mean? So cancel as many games as you have to so that this doesn't last longer than it has to, Mike. We appreciate having you on. IceHogs.com. Mike Peck from the IceHogs, thank you very much.
Have a great weekend.